This past week, I was up at Extreme Faith Camp, and Claire and Emmy, our altar servers today, were also up at Extreme Faith Camp, along with about 290 youth from our diocese. I see Genevieve over here was up there. It was a great week. It was up at Big Sandy Camp north of McGregor, Minnesota, and there's a ton of fun activities. There's a zip line, there's paddle boards, there's canoes, there's kayaks. Father Skuzacek would have loved that, at least. But there's all kinds of fun games and activities that we play all week long. But in addition to the playing, there is also a fair amount of praying, of coming before the Lord. We have Mass every day, and the youth have the opportunity to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Also, there's an adoration chapel that we have throughout the week, so youth can go and encounter Jesus in adoration. We also celebrate the sacrament of confession with our youth while we're up there. And all of these opportunities of prayer are transforming. All of these opportunities to be with Jesus in the sacraments are transformative. Claire, when I asked her right before the gospel what was her favorite part of camp, she shared with me adoration. And she's not alone. A lot of the youth speak about how adoration was a pivotal moment for them in the whole week experience. And for adoration, on this past Monday night, we do a lot of praise and worship music, and then I process around with the Blessed Sacrament and the monstrance. And I gave a simple benediction to each one of the youth. It took a while, yes, but yet it was so moving. As I walked through the room, as Jesus literally went through the room, the youth were turning and adoring him, worshiping him. There was tears, there was laughter. There's a lot of movement, not only of emotions, but a movement of the heart. Why? Because Christ is transformative. When we encounter the true and real presence of Jesus Christ here in the Eucharist, we can't help but be transformed. We're moved by his love, moved by the fact that he continues to be with us, that he continues to support us, that he continues to assist us on the journey of life. Jesus never leaves us. And these youth encountered that personal love of the Lord Jesus. And on Wednesday, before we went home, we had the opportunity to hear from many of our youth and share a little reflection on what was their favorite part of the week. And one of the words I heard continually through that time was change. That I've been changed, or I'm going to change, or that I have experienced change in my own life. And change is another word for transformation, right? That I have been transformed by Jesus Christ. And it takes work, it takes effort to pursue that change, to pursue that transformation. Because let's face it, we typically don't like change. We like steadiness, we like certainty, we like control. And change can be a challenge for us. And it's not so much the change that's the challenge, it's the loss that we experience when we undergo transformation, when we undergo change in our lives. We like holding on to the things that we have. But when we encounter the risen presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, we must be changed. Changed to follow him more closely, to be convicted of our sin, to strive to do better, to follow him more closely, to avoid those near occasions of sin, and to be faithful to him. And so what's the key now to keep the change going, to keep the transformation going, is to be men and women of prayer. To be men and women continually coming back to Jesus to be transformed. Because when we touch Jesus, we're transformed. Think of the bread and wine, or the bread and the fish that were in our gospel today. They were transformed by Jesus. What appeared to be so small multiplied miraculously. Why? Because Christ encountered it. Because Christ transformed the bread and the fish to feed 5,000 people. One of the beautiful quotes or the passages as well as part of this gospel that we heard today is also not only did Jesus transform bread and fish, he transformed people right before that. He cured those who needed healing is what we heard. When those people encounter Jesus, they were transformed. They were renewed. They were healed by the grace of God. My brothers and sisters, we are called to be transformed by Christ, to be renewed by Christ. Last night, we had Bishop Cousins here celebrating the closing anniversary mass of our 50th anniversary of this church building. And this building has been a place of transformation for over 50 years now. People encountering the risen presence of Jesus Christ right here. People encountering love, comfort, consolation, strength, goodness, joy, love. All of those things that they've encountered are really rooted in God, who is transformative. He transforms us as we come to Him this day. He transforms us to give us the life that He desires us, to help us give us His life, so that we can live always in accordance with His plan, that we can participate in His very work here in New Brighton and beyond. The Lord continues to transform us as it transformed those people 50 years ago. He'll continue to transform us as well, but it takes effort on our part as well. It takes cooperation, working in accordance with Jesus Christ, working in accordance with His will, coming to Him, encountering Him as the people encounter Jesus in our gospel today, as the youth encounter Jesus at Extreme Faith Camp, as you come today to Mass. It takes effort for us to encounter the Lord. But the Lord comes to us. He loves us, and He will give us the strength and grace we need. In a few short moments, bread and wine will be placed on this altar, and they will be completely transformed. The word we use is transubstantiation, that they no longer are bread or wine. They appear to be, but rather they now become the body and blood of Christ. It's a model for us that we too are called to be transformed by God, to encounter Him, to be transformed and strengthened by His grace, so that when people encounter us, they would encounter great joy, that they would encounter great love, they would encounter God's great goodness. So today, as you receive the gift of the Holy Eucharist, pray for a further transformation. Pray also for perseverance in conversion. Because it's challenging, it's difficult, but with God, it is possible. With God, it is fruitful. With God, it is real. The Lord is real here in the Eucharist, and He's real in you. Continue to let Him become more real in you through transformation.